Bonjour, mes amis.
Hi, friends. It's me, Marin. And you're listening to Hear Me Out the podcast. I was supposed to record this 2 days ago, but I took a nap instead. Yeah, I love sleep. Oops. I took two naps on Friday. That was really nice. But I'm here now. I'm sure you guys all missed me. I have a few things to talk about today. So I have been listening to this podcast called At Lexi. It's very similar to mine. And she's like a YouTube influencer. And she has like the same style and everything. So it makes me feel really confident in myself. But also, when I feel confident, I get anxious. Oh, speaking of that, I should probably take my anxiety medication. Anyways, 1 second. Okay. Yes. So she talked about a couple of things and I thought they were pretty funny, and I definitely related to them, so I wanted to talk about the same things as well. The first thing being irrational annoyances. Like, everyone hates being behind, like, the slow walker, or when, you know, those small things that annoy you. Or, like, when someone chews too loud. But my irrational annoyances, recently I have discovered the buzzing of the light in my kitchen, and it makes me cringe so much. It makes me cringe so hard. I have to, like, I turn the light off, actually, when I'm in there because it bothers me so much. Oh my gosh, why can't I think of them now? Of course I can't. I've been thinking about them all week. Oh my gosh. Oh, like, when someone touches me in the same spot over and over again. Ugh, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. So, like, if my boyfriend is, like, rubbing my arm or something, it, like, starts to burn. It starts to burn. But, like, also it's, like, a nice, I don't know, it's nice of him. But, like, also, it burns my skin. It hurts. It, like, if it's too much. And then, like, you know those, like, random people who just, like, you can't stand for no reason at all? Yeah, that's, like, everyone for me. It's just, like, sometimes there are just some people, and I'm, like, I look at their face, and I'm, like, no, no! When there's like sand and crumbs in my bed, I hate that. I will spend 30 minutes before I can get comfortable in bed just wiping off the crumbs on my bed. I will take off all of the sheets, I will wipe off my bed, and then put it back together. If I feel one little crumb, I have to repeat it. It's disgusting. This isn't really an irrational annoyance, but like irrational, like, disgust. Dishes. Oh my gosh. They literally, it makes me gag, which makes me sound so like stuck up and like spoiled. And I mean, if I used to beg to do chores when I was little, and my mom was always like, no, which is very surprising, like, but, like, why wouldn't you want your children to be helping out? But I always asked for chores. I was always like, oh, I'll wash the dishes for you, and she was like, no. So maybe if I like grew up washing dishes, it wouldn't be so gross to me. But like yesterday, I was washing out my blender cup because I have, like, one of those, like, one-cup blenders. And I picked up a jug of milk that was in the sink, and watery milk spilled out. Like, it just, why does it make me do that? I don't know. Like, and then a few days ago, like, last week, I had to wash something off. I think it was, like, a plate or something, or a bowl, and my sister was like, what is wrong with you? Because I was washing the dishes, and I was gagging, and that is just, it annoys me, honestly. It annoys me that I get so grossed out by it, but, like, it's not, like, some show, I promise. Like, I genuinely am like, ugh. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird. And then, I mean, to oppose that, irrational joys. I have a few of them. Cows. I mean, come on. I love cows so much. Even, I mean, they're pretty dirty animals. They're pretty gross. And I work on a farm, so, like, they, like, poop on each other. They're really, really gross. But they're just so cute. They have such cute faces. They're so, they're like, big puppies. They, like, run around, and they, like, play, and so fun. I mean, the ones at our farm don't do that because, they are just taken to be milked, and then they put them back out in the pasture. They're not, like, super socialized with people, and they don't really care about anything but grass, these cows, but they're just so cute, and I love them. Also, donkeys. Okay, so it's a lot of animals that make me so happy. Donkeys, so cute. I love the videos of the little boy and his donkey. What is his name? It's like Pickles or something like that, the donkey. And he wakes up every morning and he goes to his donkey and his donkey, like, calls to him. It's so cute. Donkeys are like dogs too. At the farm that I work at, we have a donkey. She's like 3 years old, I believe. And she is so funny. When she gets excited, she, like, does laps around her pasture, and she's just so funny, and she loves, like, butt scratches and stuff. Oh my gosh, I love her so much. Also, monkeys. I love monkeys. I think they're adorable, and everyone's like, well, they throw poop and blah, 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 and they, like, rip your face off. That was one woman in Connecticut, and she bought a monkey that was caught from the wild, not a monkey from a monkey breeder that has had many generations of monkeys, therefore they are domesticated. I've done my research. You can't take a monkey out of its original habitat and just be like, oh, it's a pet. No! Would you take a wolf straight from the woods and be like, it's my pet dog now? No. It would eat you. It would go crazy. So, don't buy wild-caught animals. Anyways, but monkeys are so cute. I love George the monkey on TikTok and Gatlin Ray. They're so cute. George is my favorite. He's always so happy and so fun. He always gets presents and he opens them, and I love it so much. I love them. I love monkeys. Okay. Another irrational joy. Shiny pennies. I don't know what it is. You know, like, you always find really oxidized pennies, but when you find that shiny penny, ooh, so nice. I used to have a collection of shiny pennies for a little bit. Kind of weird. But, anyways, love the shiny pennies. They're just, it's just like, such a little treasure. You're like looking through your change, you're like, oh my gosh, a shiny penny. I am a child. Okay, last irrational joy, sage green. This is a new one. Love it. My prom dress is sage green. Just tried that on today. That was amazing. Well, sort of. I need to take the straps in because I have a short torso. Long legs, short torso. Blessed with it. Blessing and a curse. We'll tell you that. Shirts are too long. Pants are too short. Yes, sage green. Love it. 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 If everything could be sage green, I would be so happy. It's just such a beautiful color. And plants. Plants is a new one. Because green. I used to hate green, too. Like, girl, what were you doing? I mean, like, neon green? Blech. It has to be certain specific shades of green. Like, I'm looking at my snowboard right now. It's a gross green. It's also, I bought it from someone, so, like, I didn't get to choose it. But, gross green. The color of my new pothos, beautiful. The color of my cactus, beautiful. Beautiful green. But, don't come at me with that light lime green. Gross. Okay, anyways, let's just move on. Ooh, my biggest fear. So, I like the quote from Nether Gay Googler. I'll have to insert it. Hopefully, I can do that. About the abominable snowman. I love Matthew Ray Googler.
What is your biggest fear of the abominable snowman? And this is not funny. This is not a joke. This is not a bit. I am mortified. I am deathly afraid. If I even go to a place and I think the abominable snowman might be there, I don't go. If I am going to Nepal on a little trip up into the mountains of Himalaya and I have a Sherpa guide and he's got a long wispy beard that turns into a mustache and he looks at me and he says the abominable snowman might be here, I say, no thanks. And I go home and cry for days straight.
You think of my biggest fear, which is not the abominable snowman. It's actually waking up in the middle of the night and there's someone in my bed. Excuse me, that is terrifying. There's like someone you don't know in your bed or like someone in your room. Like my mom last week, she got up at 2 a.m. and she was like looking in my room and I felt someone watching me and I looked up and she was there. That scared me so much. Like literally my worst fear. How could she do that to me? Yeah, that is so rude. Yeah, but also, like, my biggest fear is, I mean, not really a fear, but, like, woo! Mind wiped. Not really a fear, but, like, kind of something that, like, I feel like is going to happen to me is that, like, I'm gonna, like, die while giving birth to a child. Speaking of that, like, random fears, like, I'll be like, oh my gosh, sorry, back to, irrational joys. Frogs, love them. They're so cute. And they don't have muscles. They don't have a tongue. Or their tongue doesn't have the muscles to, like, push their food back into their throat. So they use their eyeballs. How weird is that? They, like, push their eyeballs down and it pushes their food down. But anyways, like, a while ago, I wanted a frog. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get a frog and blah, 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 blah. And I was doing a bunch of, like, research on it. And then all of a sudden, I was like, I can't own a frog. I'd give it a terrible life. And I was like, that's like having a child. Like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I went into this, like, deep spiral of, like, I can't own a frog because I would be a terrible mother to it. I mean, I have a cat. But, like, my whole family's cat, but also, like, when he does something, everyone's like, get your cat, you know? But, yeah, I just was, like, I went into this, like, spiral. I was, like, I can't own an animal because I'll give it a terrible life and I won't take care of it. And, like, I mean, obviously that's, like, responsible of me to, like, realize, but also, what? And then I was, like, I can't have a child, which, not even close to having a child. 18, don't want a child, and I can't have a child, I'd be a terrible mother, and blah, blah, blah. Excuse me, why am I thinking about that at 18? Well, I mean, I do know some people my age who are having children, but, like, then I was thinking about this in the car while I was, like, you know, not paying attention to driving. Well, I was, but, you know, like, when you, like, zone out and you're, like, just thinking, and then you end up at the, destination, you're like, how did I even get here? Anyways, I was thinking the other day, what was I thinking the other day? Oh, that, like, yesterday, really, that the reason why I was thinking about that is because literally my entire life, I've just been preparing to be a mother, which is so wrong. Gender roles, like, I've just been, yeah, like, I can't do this because it's not ladylike and blah, blah, blah. Like, obviously, it's not, like, the 18th century where I have to be shipped off to boarding school to learn how to be a lady and, like, I have to learn needlepoint because that's such an important thing to learn. But, like, I've always, yeah, like, and someday you're gonna have children, and someday blah, 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 and someday this, and someday this. Like, girl, I'm in my teenage years. Let me live them. I don't have to worry about that. But also, I do worry about that because, you know, it's been ingrained in my brain. But, anyways, little tangent. So, yeah, one of my fears is that I'm going to be a terrible mother. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, okay. So I put on my Instagram story, like, asking people to send me questions to answer on this episode. And, I got one response. Kind of hurt a little bit. Maybe, might have made me feel a little bit down in the dumps, but it's okay. But I'm pretty sure she's going to college with me next year. I don't remember. Oh, Ella, she asked me what my dream job is, and honestly, not really sure. I think right now I want to go into, like, PR, for a few years and do, like, branding for certain brands, I guess, like, promotions for brands and stuff, and then eventually I would like to own my own coffee shop. The name of my coffee shop would be Celsius, not Celsius, Celsius with a, X, and it would be a coffee shop and bar. So it would, like, have, like, a bar and everything, and during the day it would be a coffee shop, and then at night it would be more of, like, a restaurant-y bar, and I'd have, like, local music and stuff, and, I'd have, like, products from local vendors and everything. Yes. Love, 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 love. Maybe a clothing brand someday, but also, like, I don't really want to contribute to the mass production of, unsustainable clothing. And Also, like, I don't want to be responsible for that. Like, ugh, our world is crumbling and there's nothing we can do about it. Anyways. So, yes, dream job, work in PR, and, marketing for, oh my gosh, why does my brain keep going blank? Work in PR and marketing for brands, and then eventually, I want to own my own coffee shop slash restaurant, so that's why I am going into business entrepreneurship and business, entrepreneurship, marketing, and hospitality, food and drink hospitality, I believe. I have to, like, look at the different hospitality programs that Endicott offers, because they have, like, four different, hotel hospitality, which I'm not hotel management. But anyways, I keep saying anyways. What is a different word for that? I don't know. Okay. So, yes. That is my dream job. I also had something to talk about that was minor things that embarrass me, which could have been, like, with the irrational joys and annoyances, but I'm just going through the list that I made, and it's out of order. So that's on my part. Minor things that embarrass me. How fast my windshield wipers are going compared to other people's windshield wipers while I'm driving. Do other people not think about that? Like, if my windshield wipers are going way faster than others, I get embarrassed. And I turn my windshield wipers down. Well, in the Toyota Corolla, there's only two settings. So it's like slow or fast. So that's a little tricky. So sometimes I just turn them off and I turn them on every time, like, when my windshield starts filling up with water, I just turn it on and then I turn it back off. Just so that they're not going too fast. Also, like, after I've paid for stuff, like, so if I've, like, paid for my food at a restaurant, or not, like, a restaurant, like, a cafe, and they give me my change back, I feel so embarrassed putting it back in the change into my wallet. Like, what else am I supposed to do? But it just makes me, I, like, shake, and I'm, like, trying to get it in as fast as I can, and get out of the line. Oh, it really stresses me out quite a bit. Yeah, it really does. Oh, another thing that embarrasses me, I bring I bring my own lunch to school because, I'm vegetarian and my school gives, like, no options for vegetarian, especially during COVID, because it's, like, one lunch and they just pass it out. And, well, last week I forgot my lunch at home and, I got a school lunch and, there was a salad included with it. I was like, oh, cool. And when I opened up the ranch dressing, it was, like, Jell-O. So I didn't have the salad, and I had tortilla chips and, salsa that tasted like pasta sauce. So, anyways, that was a really hearty lunch for me. Okay, anyways, back, carrying my lunchbox around the school. Like, I have my backpack on, and my lunchbox in my hand. I feel so embarrassed to be doing that. Really embarrassed. I feel like, I'm so short already, so I look like a middle schooler. And, at the beginning of this year, like, literally the first day, I was walking in the hallways, and one of the middle school teachers was like, "Hey, Regan!" Which is my sister's friend. And I was like, "No, I'm not Regan." And she was like, "Oops, sorry." Like, Regan, my sister's a freshman. So she thought I was a freshman, which, so embarrassing. Yeah. Also, another embarrassing thing, like, just shopping by myself, but also shopping with other people. But I love shopping, so it's really, it's quite a conflict there. Shopping by myself, I feel like I have to buy something, or, like, someone's gonna think that I'm stealing, and I don't steal, I'm a child of Jesus. I've only ever stolen a sticker, and, I actually genuinely, like, picked it up, and then my sister was like, oh, I wanna go to the store, and I was like, okay, and then I accidentally took it, and I was like, whoops. But I feel like someone's gonna think that I'm stealing what I'm, and I like to take my time sometimes. So, like, I'll go to Target and I'll walk through every aisle just because, like, it's kind of therapeutic, but also, like, embarrassing. And then when I shop with other people, I get embarrassed with, like, the clothes that I pick out and with how long I'm taking. So, like, me and Cullen, we go to the mall quite often, or we used to, and when we do, I always feel bad, like, that I'm taking a really long time, which he says that I'm not, but I know that I am, and I get so embarrassed and feel like I need to rush because other people don't want to be there, and, like, I'm being an inconvenience to everyone. But also, like, I have raging anxiety, so, it's probably just that. I don't know what to talk about next. I mean, this project is coming to a close, and I need 10 more hours. I'm really just, like, so done. I'm so done with school. I'm just, like, I'm ready for it to be over, and I found out last week that I have to do a final for my AP stats class because I'm not taking the AP test because F that, I hate AP tests. I'm not gonna sit in a room for 4 hours straight, in silence while, I fail a test. So I thought I found a way around that. I thought that, like, oh, if I'm not taking the AP test, then I won't have to take a final at all. And then my teacher told me, yeah, you are taking the final, but I'm making it up. And I was like, are you serious? And she was like, yeah. So that's awesome. I'm gonna fail that test. I mean, like, everything else, pretty much I'm fine. Like, I have pretty easy classes, other than AP, and then my senior project, which I'm behind in, and excuse me. Oh, also, I have developed acid reflux. Awesome. Pretty awesome. So, and of course I discover that I have acid reflux right around the time I discovered that I actually like seltzer water. It's not that bad. So, minor dilemma there. Have been drinking AHA. Oh my gosh, my brain is so bleh today. Oh, okay. Also, I had something to talk about. So, at my job, we make butter. And sometimes, for an activity, we make butter. And I go through all of the steps. Like, you shake it, and then it turns into whipped cream. And you have to keep shaking through that until you get a ball of butter. A ball and some liquid at the bottom, which is buttermilk. And people get to their whipped cream and they're like, oh, I'm done. And I'm like, no, you're not. And they've been shaking for 5 minutes. I'm like, kids, why do you need everything to be so instant. And then I realized, like, it's just the age of technology. Everything is instant to us, instantly given to us. And, like, that is so sad. Like, I mean, I was born in 2003, so I played outside. I mean, I was a little princess. I hated grass. Oh, that's another thing. I hate grass so much. Like, it doesn't, like, when people sit just plain on the grass, it itches me. And I mean, like, I have dermatographia, so, like, when I itch, I break out into hives. Like, if I just have, like, a little itch, it breaks out into hives. Not even, like, allergic to anything. So, grass, it's so itchy, and, like, it's always wet. And, like, I just hate grass. I hate sitting on the grass. I really dislike walking barefoot on grass, which I sound like such, like, a princess right now. It's just that I kind of have, like, minor sensory issues. So, like, but anyways. So I, like, played outside and everything when I was little, and not everything was instant for me. And then, like, now, everything is instant to me. Like, everything is just handed right to me. And, like, if I don't know something, I can just look it up right on my phone. I don't even, if, I'm bored, I can just pick up my phone. Like, there's no such thing as, like, boredom anymore. There's no, like, creativity for children. And, like, it just makes me so sad. Like, people are, like, parents, they, some parents, not all parents, some parents, they want their kid to, like, stop talking while they, so that they can get work done. So they just hand them a tablet. Like, I don't know, hand them, like, a coloring book or something. I used to love coloring. Or teach them, like, a little game that they can practice or something like that. It doesn't all have to be right on a screen all the time. Which sounds very hypocritical of me because I am on a screen, like, most of the time. But I've been trying to do better about that and trying to read more, which this week I did a really bad job at reading. I really didn't get any reading done. No, I literally didn't read at all this week. And, like, I kept thinking about reading and, like, oh, like, I feel guilty when I don't read, but also, like, sometimes, I don't know, I just, like, get out of the, like, reading mood. And, I mean, it's, the more you read, the more you want to read. So I don't know, I have no justification for it, honestly. I just was lazy for the week. I was really lazy all week, actually. Speaking of being on a screen, I record this on my iPad. I got an iPad Pro last summer, bought it myself. I buy everything myself, with the money I make working. And I just found out last weekend that, but okay, so I bought it for, like, college because I had the money, so I was like, oh, I'll buy it now, so then it's not something I have to buy next year when I'm buying, like, room stuff and all that, like, stuff for living on my own. So I was excited to do that. I got, like, a little keyboard for it, not the Apple keyboard, because that thing's $200, and I'm not spending $200 on a keyboard. I bought, like, a $30 one on Amazon, which works just fine, and I like it. I like the clicking sound. And found out last weekend that I actually need a laptop that has Microsoft on it. So, sorry, had to yawn. So, now I have to spend another $900 on a computer. But my boyfriend has a nice computer that he got for, like, $900. And I think I'm going to buy that one because not the one from him, but get the same one because I actually really like it. And I know I can play Sims on it, and I really like Sims. I mean, you can really play Sims on any laptop, but I know it works well with Sims. Yeah, so I have to buy another computer, which is kind of defeating because, like, I spent $900 on this iPad, which iPads are not that expensive. I mean, like, it's the same price as my phone. Why is my phone so expensive? Doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. And, like, someone, because I had a accepted Students Day, but it was online, so I just watched videos, pretty much. I watched live streams. And one of the girls said that she has, like, a MacBook, and she can use Microsoft on it, but I don't think I can get Microsoft on my iPad. I'm not really sure. And also, like, that's so much work, I feel like. Also, I'm not buying a MacBook because those things are $1,300, and that is ridiculous. I mean, did I spend $900 on an iPhone? Yes. But, no, they're even more than that. They're like $2,000, aren't they? I don't even know. But I am not spending that much money on a computer that's, I mean, MacBooks aren't even that great, I've heard. They, like, overheat really fast. So, and I always hear about people, like, MacBooks are crashing and stuff. Do I love Apple? Yes. Am I in part of the Apple, like, cult? Yeah, I will never buy a Samsung phone or anything. Like, that's disgusting. But, also found out this week that before I turn 50, there will be no fish in the ocean. And I said this to my boyfriend's mom last night, and she was like, I don't believe that. I was like, well, you should. And then her boyfriend was like, they have so many regulations on fishing and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, but, like, scientists, okay. And, yeah, so there's going to be no fish in the ocean, and the world is ending, and there's nothing we can do about it. That makes me feel so great. That's one of my irrational fears, like, not really irrational, but, like, something that, like, I think about so much, it makes me so anxious, is, like, my life is gonna end before I'm even done, because we're killing this planet. I feel like I'm just gonna keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into, like, stuff, and then I'm going to, like, start dissociating about how, like, I'm so insignificant in, like, this entire world, like, and that I'm just a bunch of cells put together to create a being that isn't even, I'm a brain that's controlling a whole, like, sack of skin and organs, like, what? Yeah, I feel like this is just getting too far, going too far. Have a great day. I'm sorry you listened to this. Thank you for listening. I had fun. Talk to you again soon.